Jacksonville's septic tank phase-out program comes with a hefty price tag, so JEA will look for new technologies that are cheaper than hooking homes up to traditional sewers. So far, the city and JEA have pledged $45 million for the phase-out program they established in 2016. Hoping to keep waste from leaching into groundwater, they're connecting septic tank homes to sewer lines in three Northside neighborhoods, but those roughly 1,600 homes could cost as much as $64 million. JEA's chief operating officer, Melissa Dykes, told the board Tuesday that getting all 65,000 septic tanks in Duval County phased out would cost about $2.5 billion.
At $35,000 to $40,000 a pop, it is a tremendously expensive undertaking from an infrastructure perspective, and it's one that doesn't have a funding source.
Board Chair Alan Howard says JEA will hire a consultant to look into alternatives to gravity-fed sewers.
I have high hopes that there is a better technology out there to address this on a neighborhood-by-neighborhood basis and that will lower the capital cost.
He says the board has already agreed that some of the proceeds from the sale of the Southside Generating Station will be used to fund the study. Brendan Rivers, 89.9 WJCT News.